The city council typically revises its list of capital project priorities each year. The list is used to help secure money from state government and other sources. The council met Sunday night to revise and formally approve the list, which will go to the city's lobbyist, Ray Manischowski. Mayor Pro Tem Mark Jensen told the council what the lobbyist was looking for.
Ray's point of view at this time would be to send a list of projects you'd like to have on the list for him to work work with the legislature for funding, but not necessarily, they didn't have to have a priority right now. He'd like to get something as soon as tomorrow so he could, you know, feel the legislature out and try to see where the money is available. I guess it's quite a headbutting going on up there right now with the governor and between the governor and the legislature, from what I understand.
This was the second time the council sat down to talk capital project priorities. During an informal work session in November, councilors ranked a new library followed by a new fire hall at the top of the list of projects they thought were most important for the community. However, Mayor Al Dwyer has said that first list had, as he put it, been generated by the council's hearts, not their heads. While he was out of town Sunday, he did set up the second meeting to take a more practical approach to prioritizing the projects. As far as library funding, Petersburg may have to compete with Ketchikan, which is also looking to build a new facility, according to Jensen Sunday night. But Jensen said he had also just learned that State Senator Bert Stedman planned to push for a new source of library funding.
He is going to propose a bill, I believe, on the 30th, 50-50 matching grant bill for libraries. And he's really feels libraries are important to get funding.
Such a measure would require Petersburg come up with matching money that would likely come through a voter-approved bonding measure this fall. Currently, the Library Building Committee is working on design for a $4 million building. A new fire and EMS hall is estimated at $9 million. But those projects got bumped to number 3 and 4 on the official list Sunday after Councillor Melinda Hofstede urged the council to put a couple of other projects at the top, the elementary school roof replacement and the airport runway safety improvement projects, are already included in the governor's proposed budget. But Hofstede, who is a former legislative aide, did not think legislative approval of that money was a sure thing.
Those two things, for the sake of helping our lobbyists and helping our representative and senator, should go to the top of the list so that they have reason to say it's in the budget and this is their top two priorities, to keep it in the list. That's very important, to move them up to the top. Even though they might not be our top two priorities, that will assure we'll get the money.
During this session.
Yeah.
The governor's budget includes $900,000 for the school roof, which is at least a few hundred thousand short of the estimated cost. The councilors voted unanimously to go with Hofstede's recommendation and put the school roof at the top of the list, followed by the airport runway safety improvements. The airport work is not actually a city capital project. It's a state project with over $19.6 million in federal pass-through funding that was already approved by the legislature in 2007. The governor's proposed budget this year includes another $4.4 million for the project. Of the local projects that have yet to secure construction money, the councilors voted unanimously to put the new fire hall at the top of the list, followed by the library. For number 5, they listed a repair job for the collapsing Cabin Creek water line, estimated at $650,000. Replacement of the aging North Harbor was number 6 on the list. Councilor Dan Hickman emphasized the importance of that work.
From a practical sense, we're going to have to do something with the North Harbor, period. There's 160-some vessels down there, and we have pieces of it breaking off.
The harbor replacement project is estimated at $7.5 million, of which the city currently has about $2.5 million. While the state has already approved funding for paving city streets, the councilors decided to keep that project on the list as number 7, at least until the state signs an agreement for the work early next month with the Petersburg Indian Association, which is also helping to fund the $6 million project. Number 8 on the priority list is paving for the airport bypass road to Scow Bay. That's a $5 million project, and the councilors included a $4 million marine haul-out facility and boatyard as number 9 on their priority list. The council also voted to remove a couple items from the capital project list altogether. One project they unanimously voted to take off the list was the proposal for a $24 million public safety complex that would have included a new fire hall, police station, jail, courthouse, and other facilities. Another item generated some debate, the planned relocation of the city's power and light facilities to Scow Bay. Melinda Hofstede wanted the project off the list completely.
My priority as a councillor is to try to represent the lowest possible electric price for the people in Petersburg. And if we're going to keep this on a priority list, whether it's numbered or whether it's not, it's saying that it's a priority for us. And it's not a priority for me because my priority for the electric company is the cheapest possible power for the people of Petersburg. And that's how it's going to be attained, is to not be building a lot of new buildings.
In the short term, the utility was planning a move for its downtown headquarters building at a cost of roughly $3 million. In the long term, the city's diesel generators and other downtown electrical equipment would be moved and upgraded at an estimated cost of $20 million. One of the reasons some councillors, like Ed Sarp, supported the move of the headquarters building at least was to make the corner safer.
It's a blind corner, always has been and will continue to be. And sometime or other, we're going to have to get that building out of the way there. And I was hoping that might be the part of the result of this thing. But if we can all live with that building for a while longer, I suppose that I'll go along with that.
Another concern was the age of some of the electrical controls in the old downtown building, according to Mayor Pro Tem Jensen, who wondered whether the city needed to upgrade its equipment and whether it wouldn't make sense to put it in a new building out the road. Jensen and Sarf voted to keep the project on the list, but the other four councillors present, including Hofstede, Hickman, Haverlick, and Nilsson, voted to take it off. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.